Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Kylie Camps, owner of The Kind Parenting Company, wife, proud mum of twin boys, and happiness advocate. This podcast is a place for women who want more from life. It's your time to cultivate more self-care, compassion, happiness, love, and confidence. Let's have real conversations to help you feel better, choose better, and live your best life. Welcome to episode number 7. Today's podcast is all about us going way back when to 2013 when we fell pregnant with our twin boys. We thought it could be cool to sit down and reflect on that time and just share with you exactly what it was like for us. So of course, I can't tell this story on my own. I need my husband Matt here.
Hey guys.
So nowadays, I do share quite a lot of our lives across social media and we do document a lot. But back then, I definitely wasn't blogging. I definitely wasn't sharing as much on social media. I had social media, but it was more just for my own personal use. And so now I often get questions of people asking what that time was like in our lives, because we do have people who follow along and are interested. So today's episode is just about sharing that chapter of our life, because it was definitely surprising and interesting and just a lot. It was very, very overwhelming. So I guess to kind of set the scene, it was 2013, it was 6 months before our wedding, and well, actually a little bit more than 6 months before our wedding, Matt and I kind of made this big life change decision.
Yeah, so I guess I was working in construction and had a pretty well-paying job. I sort of had been in that industry for nearly 10 years, and we had decided for me to go back to university and study, which meant that in order to do that, we had to move in with my parents to save some money. So we moved back in with my parents, Kylie's in-laws, or to be in-laws.
So we rented out our house,
yep.
Packed up, moved in with Matt's parents, and we thought, okay, this will be a great time for Matt to study. We can save some money because we had our wedding planned. And yeah, it was just a big shift for us.
Yeah, so I guess I was in my second half of that year of study, and that's when I think I was midway through an assignment. I was doing something on the computer, wasn't
yeah.
I? And you came in and...
I think we've got to take it back a little bit, I guess, to share with you, I guess, a bit of our backstory is that I had not been producing progesterone. So Matt and I were really confident that we wouldn't fall pregnant easily. And we definitely weren't as safe or as cautious as we should have been for a couple that were just 6 months out from their wedding. And I was on a real health kick just before our wedding. I wanted to feel amazing. I wanted to feel like I looked great in my dress as well. So I had started developing all of these healthy habits. I was training differently. I was eating differently. I had cut out all animal products.
Yeah, everything. So I think it was just purely straight fruit and veggies, like you were eating fruit and veg only for nearly 3 months straight.
Yeah, I had gone very, very clean and I was feeling amazing. And Matt and I were working out together at a local gym and we were going for runs together and everything felt like it was on track. Like I had my little vision book for the wedding and I was very focused on what this day was going to be like. I don't know if I was a bridezilla, but I was definitely focused on the wedding.
Yeah, well, as all...
brides would be.
Yeah. There's a lot to organise in that sort of time. So, you know, we're just in the depths of all of that space.
And just getting our heads around this new change of living with Matt's parents and all of that stuff, living in a new suburb, moving away from the beach, all of these things that were a little bit hard.
Yeah, it was like short-term pain for long-term gain type things.
So. Yeah. And then one day... Matt and I went for a run together, as we would. It was a Saturday, it was rather hot, and we would go for like a 5K run together. And now I am not an athlete in the way that Matt is. Like, Matt can do triathlons and he's very, very fit, but we would run together and I would do pretty well. Hey.
Yeah. Admittedly, I'd have to slow down a little bit, like, to, you know, go down to your pace, but it was a pretty tough like course. There were lots of really steep hills and everything. So it was hard. And like you said, it was really hot.
And I was just like running, but I kept saying to Matt, I don't feel well. Like, I just don't feel good. And I even had tears at one point. Like, I just got into such a state. I was like, I just can't do it. Like, I just don't feel good. I don't know what's wrong. I'm too hot. I can't do this. And Matt being ever so sympathetic.
I remember looking back at you and you were just like dying, like absolutely dying. Like, it was so, yeah, wrong time of day to be running 5Ks, but. Yeah, you just looked like you just had this look of pure exhaustion on your face, and you looked so hot.
So your bride to be is exhausted, and she's crying on a run. And what do you do, Matt?
I'm like, come on, there's only like a K to go. Let's hurry up.
What's wrong with you? He says.
What's wrong with you? Hurry up.
And then we finally got back to his parents' house, who live on this like vertical hill. And so we get into his house. And I'm lying on the floor and I'm crying and I'm saying to him, I don't know what's wrong, but I feel like I shouldn't be getting this hot. Like, something is wrong. I'm not well. And that was the first sort of, I guess, symptom of what was going to be pregnancy, but we had no idea at the time. And then that was a Saturday. And then that week, I just progressively got worse. And in my mind, I kept thinking that I must be deficient in something because I wasn't eating meat. I was eating very, very clean. And I just thought, that must be what's going on. Like, yeah. I've pushed myself too far. I must need iron. And that's Matt's thing. Whenever I'm like, I'm tired, he's like, you need some iron. So that was the first thing I thought of. And I was also starting to notice that the foods I was eating, they were repulsing me. Like, for my job at the time, I had to walk around shopping centers a lot, and I would walk past fruit and vegetable shops and I would just feel so ill at the smell of fruit or vegetables. And what else? I started wanting to eat really salty foods, but I didn't think that that was a craving. I just thought, I'm deficient. My body's craving something.
Yeah.
And so I made a doctor's appointment and you came with me. You must have had an early finish from uni or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I did. And then...
We went to the doctor, said the story. This is how I'm feeling. I'm feeling really, really sick. Very lethargic, really uncomfortable. Can you give me a blood test? I think something's wrong. And she said, is it possible that you're pregnant? And we said, no, not possible. We're getting married soon. Plus, I don't produce progesterone. So, no. And she said, well, let's just tack it onto the blood test anyway, because it's not going to hurt to just check. And so I thought, yep, okay, no worries. And then as we left the doctor's, we had to walk through a chemist. And I said to Matt, I'm just going to buy a home pregnancy test.
That's right, yeah.
And I'll just grab one, because at least that way I can take it as soon as we get home and we can just mentally check that off the list. I fully thought that that's what would happen.
Mm.
And so anyway, we go home.
And so did I. I didn't think anything else of it. I thought, yeah, like, you just...
Not possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so we get back to Matt's house. His mum is in the kitchen cooking dinner, as she was every night, of course.
Yeah.
And Matt goes into the office to keep working on his assignment. I go into the bathroom. I do the pregnancy test. Bang, straight away. It is like the darkest lines you've ever seen in your life. Straight away pregnant. And so I go out past Matt's mum, trying to keep my shit together. And I'm like, Matt, I need you. I just need to borrow you for a minute. He's like, I'm busy. I need to borrow you.
This is due tomorrow. I've got to get it done.
Something else is due. And so I took him into the bathroom and I showed him the test. At this point, I'm a mess. Like, I'm crying because I'm just having so many conflicting emotions. Like, I'm very, very happy, but I'm also terrified. I'm also thinking, what are we going to do about the wedding? How are we going to cope? And you've just quit your job.
But also, you kind of think, like, this thing, like, how reliable is this thing?
No, I didn't think that, because I know. I'm like, pregnancy tests, like, they can show a false negative, but it's unlikely that they would show a false positive. But Matthew, he's like, it's a $7 test. I'm not actually buying into it. He did not believe that it was positive one iota. And in fact, He told me to calm down and wash my hair and I would feel better.
Usually that does help.
He's like, just wash your hair. You'll feel so much better. I'm like, oh my God. It's 6 months before our wedding. I'm pregnant. You've quit your job. Your mum's in the kitchen. Like, I need a little support.
Well, I was in stage one denial.
No, I don't think it was denial. I think it was just flat out like, that's not real.
You crazy woman.
Yeah. And so I had the blood test that afternoon as well. And the doctor said that she would call me with the results the next day if I was pregnant. And so, Matt, the next day you had prac because he was doing a teaching degree.
That's right, yeah.
And so I'm saying to Matt, what do you want me to do if the doctor calls and tells me I'm pregnant as well? Do you want me to call you while you're at prac? And he's like, no, just tell me when I get home. Like, it's kind of a stressful day for me. Oh, you're not coming off well on this podcast.
No, not at all.
And so sure enough, doctor rings. I remember I was at work, answered my phone. She said, I've got some news for you. Congratulations, you're pregnant. I'm like, yes, I know. I took a test. And she said, you need to come in this afternoon. We'll have another blood test so that we can, you know, start this whole process of looking after you. And so I just remember standing there in the middle of the shopping center being like, oh my gosh, I'm legitimately pregnant. Like, I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the room was spinning, even though I knew I was pregnant. I was so sick, you guys. I was so sick.
Yeah.
It was just awful.
And that's really when it all started, like having kids started from that moment, because
I was never just me again.
Well, no, because, yeah, like everything changes. Everything changes.
And so that day I thought, okay, I'm not going to bother Matt because he's at prac. So I wanted to tell him, I wanted to confirm the pregnancy in a cute way, in a fun way, because honestly, I could see how stressed he was at the thought of me being pregnant. As you would be. I was stressed as well, just thinking, oh my gosh, timing wise, this isn't what we planned on. And so I headed into Kmart and I purchased all of, do you remember this? You're giving me a blank look.
Yeah, no, not really. I vaguely remember some of it, but yeah.
He's blocked it out, you guys. And I purchased all of these baby clothes. Now at this time, of course, I thought it was just one baby. So I got like a unisex outfit for a girl and it was a unisex like onesie, and then I got a pink outfit and a blue outfit and I wrapped it all up and I got a card and I wrote on the card and I told Matt what a wonderful father he would be. And so that afternoon when he got home from uni and he looked terrified, like he'd seen a ghost, and your brother was there too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so like I had to like kind of usher Matt into your childhood bedroom where we were living and like,
ta-da,
yeah, how it happened, I don't know. But I said, like, here's, you know, open this. And you're like, oh, like I could just remember the look on your face. You were just so unsure about it all. But you open the gift and I said to you, it's true, I'm pregnant. And you did get a little teary, but I don't know whether it was.
Well, I think it was all those emotions just hit all at fear. Once. Like, yeah, absolutely. It was fear, but it was also like joy and happiness and like, you're immediately thinking, oh, well, what do we do? Like, you know, I'm not really working too much. I'm studying. I'm nearly finished. Like, what do we have to do? Like, we can't raise a child with only me working part-time, all that sort of stuff.
There's so many question marks.
We're about to get married in a few months.
Even the wedding, yeah. I just remember the day after telling Matt, I rang our photographer and I was just crying. And he's like, what's wrong? And I think that he thought something had gone wrong with Matt and I. And I was like, no, like Matt and I are fine, but we're pregnant and we're not going to get married. Like, can we push everything back a year? And everyone was amazing. All of our wedding vendors were like, yep, no problems. We'll push it back rather than, you know, you having your wedding on the 1st of November 2013. You'll do it on the 1st of November 2014. And so that was a relief. And at this stage, we still thought just one baby. It really hadn't crossed our mind that there could be two.
Yeah.
And so we went for a dating scan because I had no idea, because my periods were so irregular. I really couldn't have guessed how far along we were, but I was very, very sick. So anyway, we had the dating scan.
We had the dating scan. And I guess, yeah, I think we obviously, again, we were just thinking, one baby.
Yeah, and so
we went in there.
We didn't tell anyone that we were pregnant at this point, so it was very hush-hush. So you met me at the scan place after work.
Yep.
And we went in together, and I was really excited. I still remember what I was wearing. I don't know, is that weird?
No.
I remember exactly what I was wearing, how I was feeling in the waiting room. And then we went through for our scan, and the lady, sonographer,
yeah,
introduced herself and explained that she was a trainee sonographer. She was really, really lovely. I drank all of the water that day because you have to be super hydrated so they can do the scan. I hop up onto the bed, undo my jeans, lift my top. She pops the thing on my tummy and she starts saying, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Ooh, and she's making sounds like this, and I'm looking at Matt, and straight away, that was probably the first moment I knew how badly I wanted this baby, because I just felt my heart just break. I was like, what is wrong? She's going to tell us I'm not pregnant. Like, that's the sounds she was making. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. And so we both start freaking out. Like,
we're just looking at each other. And then she said, look, I haven't seen this before, but I'm going to need you to go and empty half a cup out of your bladder.
Yeah.
And so I stood up and I'm looking at Matt, and Matt, you kind of followed me to the bathroom.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So when I'm like, how do I know what half a cup is? And he's like, I don't know, just do like half a wee.
Yeah.
And so I emptied a little bit out of my bladder, and this whole time my heart's racing. Get back up on the bed. She puts the thing on again. And she says...
No, she had to go get...
First of all, she said, I think it's...
Oh.
She put the thing on my tummy. She's like, look, I haven't seen this before, but I'm pretty sure there's two.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Matt, and in my head I was thinking, no, she's a trainee. She's probably looking at my ovaries. There's two of them.
Yeah.
But she's I could see on Matt's face. I could see Matt was like, there's definitely two. Because he's a details man and he was looking at that screen. And even though he's not trained in that field, Matt is one of those annoying people who does everything and knows everything. And I knew as soon as I looked into his eyes and he gave just an ever so subtle nod, like, holy fuck, there's two.
Yeah, I think never in my life had I felt the life be sucked out of me so quick.
It was a big moment. And then I'm thinking no, and I'm laughing. I was like, yeah. No, like, no.
Stage one, denial.
He always goes back to it. And then she said, look, I'm going to go and get my supervisor and he can confirm. And so she leaves the room.
That's right. Yeah.
We're looking at each other. I'm laughing. Matt's gone as white as a ghost. A gentleman comes in straight away. He confirms. He's like, congratulations, you're pregnant with twins.
And then that was it. We had to stop ourselves from fainting.
I could not believe it.
Nah, it was just pure shock.
I was really happy.
I was happy as well.
Because we didn't know. You don't know the reality of having two at once. So in my head straight away, I was like, oh my gosh, matching outfits.
Yeah, you're
how
like,
how cute.
Think about all the really cool things, but you don't think about how hard it's going to be.
Well, you don't have any scope.
No, you don't know.
And I went to school with twins. I had two friends that were twins. Karen and Brianna. And I just remember thinking they were so cool. And so when I found out I was pregnant with twins, I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah. They're going to have matching shoes.
And then the gentleman also let us know that because it was twins, it was instantly considered a high risk pregnancy and we would need more monitoring and it would just be a different route to having a singleton. And I'd never even heard the word singleton, but all of a sudden it was all, you're not pregnant with a singleton, so everything is a bit different.
Yeah, which instantly meant that you have twice as many scans. You've got,
it's just more risky.
Double the risk, really. Yeah. And then
more monitoring.
More monitoring. Your body is now got to produce food for two babies. You've got to, you know.
It was a lot.
Grow those two babies inside you, and you're a small you know, you're quite petite, so to have two little ones growing inside is quite a...
It was pretty taxing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so at this point, we decided we weren't going to tell anyone until 12 weeks, but we thought we would tell our immediate family at around 10, 11 weeks because we had a Mother's Day breakfast planned.
Yeah.
And one weird thing about me is I'm not going to say that I have premonitions, but I do have weird things that happen where I imagine situations and then they come to life.
Yeah, it's freaky.
And my whole adult life, I had imagined announcing that I was pregnant on Mother's Day. And so it just worked out that we had this Mother's Day breakfast planned, well, brunch type thing planned with all of Matt's family and all of my family. And we thought that would be the perfect time to announce
it. Yeah.
And that's probably one of my happiest memories of our families all together, yeah, if I'm honest.
Good. Yeah.
Because we had everyone over, we sat everyone down, and I said, all right, guys, I just wanted to let everyone know that Matt and I have made the decision to postpone the wedding. And then you said,
because we're pregnant.
And then everyone got up and there was tears and everyone was super excited. And then I said, but wait.
Wait, sit back down.
Sit back down. We're pregnant with twins. And everyone was just...
Oh, there were tears. Everyone started crying.
My dad was crying. Matt's dad was crying. It was just...
But like laughing at the same time, like, you guys are screwed.
Yeah, because this is obviously, well, not obviously, but the first grandchildren on both sides. So it was a really, really big deal. And it was special to be able to share it with everyone.
Yeah.
And I also didn't plan on telling my work, but I kind of had to because I was so sick.
Yeah. Oh, you were like up all night. Like,
it was wild how unwell I was. I lost 5 kilos in the first trimester because I couldn't keep anything down. There was so many times Matt had to just race me to the GP because I couldn't stop vomiting. Just
throwing up all the time, like all the time, all day.
It was horrendous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really, really rough. And a lot of people said it will get better, you know, during the second and third trimester, but it didn't. I was still really, really unwell. I think probably in the third trimester I had stopped vomiting, but by that point I was so large and uncomfortable and I had heartburn and...
You know what?
Matt's got a funny look on his face.
When I think about that time, like I was there firsthand, I could see how sick you were, but what sticks out in my mind is that you used to love having banana and date smoothies.
Before I was pregnant.
Before you were pregnant. Like you love them. You'd have them every day.
Twice a day.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, like once you were pregnant with the twin, with the boys, nothing repulsed you more than the smell of bananas.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Before falling pregnant, I never really bought into the cravings and, you know, I don't know, I just didn't really give it much thought. I kind of assumed that when I was pregnant, I would still eat really well. I would still train. But literally from 6 weeks pregnant, the smell of a banana made me want to vomit. The sight of a date made me want to vomit. I couldn't open the fridge if I knew there was dates or bananas in there.
Yeah.
It was really uncomfortable for everyone, including Matt's parents.
I remember. Well, they're a condiment family.
They are a condiment family, totally.
You've got all the condiments you can think of. So it was very stressful to get something out of the fridge. But I remember too, like, we kind of had our own little area in the house, so like I'd try and make you dinner or make you something to eat, and I had to buy like a bag of dim sims, like a 2 kilo bag, like a bulk buy of dim sims, and you just wanted to eat dim sims, like a mountain of them.
I did steamed mini dim sims, all of them.
Yeah,
and yeah, like all of my eating habits just went out the window because I couldn't stomach fruit, couldn't stomach vegetables. All I wanted was salty carbs. So the dim sims, I think, what else did I want? Potato wedges. Nachos even?
Nachos, yeah. Pizza.
Oh, and you know what? Pasta, but without sauce.
No condiments.
No condiments. Nothing that smelt strongly. I was all about like bland, starchy carbs.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a very big change from how I had been eating. And also I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, chocolate milk and cheese bread rolls. Ugh. Like food that I would never think to eat beforehand. I was just all about it.
Just like an animal just savagely attacking a bread roll.
Oh, it was such a tough time. And just, yeah, towards the end of the pregnancy, I was so uncomfortable. I would be in agony if I had to wear a bra.
I had to get you one of those big curly sleeping pillows. Remember that?
You did, yeah. And it was just painful because the amount of times that you have to get up and down to go to the bathroom, have to get in and out of that snoogle pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pregnancy wasn't kind to me.
No, unfortunately.
Or to Matt.
Well, you both go through it. Like, you wake up to go to the toilet 20 times a night, which meant I wake up 20 times a night as well. Though, granted, my body wasn't changing or I wasn't eating a mountain of dim sums.
Were you producing colostrum from, like, 25 weeks or was that just me?
That was you.
Right,
that was
right.
You. Yeah.
But he was cooking the dim sims, you guys.
Well, someone had to. They were in high demand. But you know, like, all of a sudden then, like, we couldn't go for a, you know, we couldn't run together, we couldn't train together.
Yeah.
We've got to both start slowing down and, you know, you just start doing little walks. And I remember we used to, like, try and walk around the block. And because it was on such a hill, like, we got to a stage where you were like,
I can't
walk around the block anymore because I can't go up the hill. So we had to try and, like, you know, drive somewhere flatter and just go for a little walk, you know, like everything starts to change and you've got to adapt. And
I had been so focused on living a healthy lifestyle for years. And, you know, the gym was a massive part of enjoyment and I guess stress relief for me. And the fact that I couldn't train, I wasn't like hung up about it, but it was a big shift.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You kind of feel like, You lose a sense of yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Really. But it's not all awful. It was definitely worth it. And there were so many amazing memories. One of the happiest memories of my pregnancy, when I think back on it, was our 13-week scan because I had been so worried. So we had a scan at 6 weeks. And that's really, really early on to find out that you're pregnant with twins because a lot of pregnancies actually start out as twin pregnancies and then end up just as singleton pregnancies, and people don't even realize that there was two to begin with. And so I had been told that there is a possibility that you will only have one baby at the next scan. But given that you are so sick, that's a really great sign, and hopefully they're both still there, but just letting you know it can happen.
Yeah.
And so that six-week wait from like 6.5 week, 7 week wait until that scan, I was just so anxious, wasn't I?
Yeah. Well, you just don't know. Like, you just...
Yeah, I was counting down the days until the next scan. And I remember we went to South Bank for this scan because we went through Soji in South Bank and they're incredible. Yeah, in Brisbane. And Matt and I were just sitting outside waiting for our appointment. And I was saying to him, I just need to know that there's two heartbeats. Like, I'm so scared. What if there's only one? Like, what if there's only one? I just was so caught up on that fear. And so anyway, as soon as we got in there, I got up on the table and the lady was, you know, doing all of the niceties and asking me how I am. And I said, look, can you just check me and tell me there's two heartbeats and then we'll chat. And she put the little thing on my stomach again. I think it's called a Doppler. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And she said, can you see that? And I actually couldn't see it very clearly because I wasn't wearing contact lenses at the time. And I'm like, I can't see it. And she said, there's two. There's definitely two.
Yeah.
And I just let out so many tears and it was just such a relief. And from that moment onwards in my pregnancy, whilst I was still sick and still uncomfortable, I wasn't anxious about the boys.
Yeah, it was really, I don't know, very reassuring to hear that there's two because you're on that edge, aren't you? I really was. What's going to happen if there is only one? Like, how do we cope with this?
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought it's too good to be true that I've fallen pregnant with twins and it could be taken away from me. But that moment, finding out that they were both there, was amazing. And then I guess the other big moment was finding out that they were both boys.
Yeah. I think having twins, we definitely wanted to know what gender we're having. So it was important for us to find that out. But yeah, when we found out that we were having boys,
I was in shock a bit.
Yeah. And I was just like, yes.
But you kind of kept it on the down low.
Yeah. I had to like, that's a shame that we're not having at least one girl. But
I don't know why, because before I fell pregnant, I always wanted two boys. And then when I got pregnant, I imagined that it would be two girls, but then it was baby A is a boy, baby B is a boy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never, like, I don't have brothers. I don't have a lot of boys in my life. Like, ah.
Yeah. What do I do with those things? Yeah. How do they go to the toilet?
Make sure you point them down if you have a new baby boy. But anyway,
But it was good for me because I was like, you know, it's okay. You know, two boys.
You were very comfortable with two boys because Matt's grown up with a brother and.
But like, you know, my dad and your dad, there were high fives coming into the house.
My dad was so thrilled because he only has three girls. All he wanted was a son. So he got his first grandsons as a double.
Yeah.
And so I was, like I said, sick right up until the point where I had the boys, which was at 36 weeks and 5 days. I actually didn't weigh myself the whole pregnancy until the day that I had the boys because they weighed me at the hospital and I had gained 17 kilograms throughout the whole pregnancy, which I think is fairly standard. To be honest, I wasn't worried at all about weight gain as long as I was gaining weight. It would have been hard not to gain weight with the food I was eating.
Yeah.
And the babies I was carrying, of course.
Yeah. And I'll never forget too, like, I know everyone is different and everybody's body is different, but like I said before, you having such a small frame, you didn't go out like wide. You just went
long.
Like, long. Like they just poked, like your tummy just went
like, yeah,
out so far, didn't it?
How is that sound effect? Yeah, from behind, I don't think I looked super pregnant.
Not really, no. But when, yeah, if you saw like your side profile, it was like you just had four pillows shoved under your dress.
Amazing. And yes, it was always a dress, always a muumuu. I didn't actually wear any maternity clothes, I don't think. I think I just upsized in dresses because it was so hot. It was summer. But yeah, it was definitely a journey.
An uncomfortable journey.
Yeah, I just don't think you can comment on how comfortable it was, Matt.
No, that's true. That's true.
Just kidding. But anyway, I think that we should probably also do another podcast soon just talking about our birthing experience because that could be interesting.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a whole nother
section. We wouldn't fit it into this podcast, but we could do another one.
Yeah.
Maybe let us know what you think. Yeah. If you would be interested in hearing our birthing story on a podcast, jump over to my Instagram, which is at Kylie Camps, and let me know. Or you can also jump over to Matt's and let him know as well, which is at @MattDoingThings_.
That's it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Really, really appreciate it. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you definitely subscribe and leave us a review.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.